No, come on. Okay. Good boy. And come. Wait. Wait. And find right. Good boy. Afternoon, everybody. On the 6th of February. So we are doing February day 6 challenge. Technology. Straight on. Not today. Good boy. Technology and the future. How I see things changing 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And how it'll change for my life. Straight on. Good boy. Good boy. If I was to look back, straight on. Good boy. Early 1990s. I didn't even know about the internet. My first introduction to technology and computers was Microsoft Works and DOS, good boy, and Windows 3.1, I think it was. And we had HAL, voice speech synthesizer, Dolphin's product. Good boy. Good boy, Basil. Find the way. So that was my first introduction to it. Find the crossing. Good boy. Find the crossing. Find the crossing, Basil. Find the crossing. Good boy. And wait. Good boy. So that was my first introduction to technology. Forward. Hold on. Car. That was my first introduction. And then I started using note-taking devices. Braille and Speak. And Braille Light note takers. Good boy. But it wasn't until the late 1990s when, early 2000s, I started using technology properly. But back in those days, I used to hear the terms, like, even before I started using those devices, mainframe computers and what was the other term? Mainframe computers. Oh, the super information highway. Good boy. So, yeah. 1990s, early 2000s, JAWS for Windows. JAWS is the main screen reader for blind people. And Windows 95, 98. What else? Windows 95, 98. Started using Windows XP up until last year. I think it was last year. And then that changed over to Windows 7, which I'm using now. Good boy. Good boy. Bye, buzzer. Around that strategies and internet, as I say, and up until 2010, I was using dial-up to connect to the internet. I'm sure we can all remember the sound of the dial-up modem. And yeah, very interesting. I thought it was great. I switched over to broadband, but the speed was nowhere way near as it is now today. On the way, Buzz. Good boy. Jeez. Come on. Good boy. Up to the crossing. Well done. Good boy. Okay, forward. Good boy. Find the curb, Buzz. Find the curb. Good lad. So it was nowhere way as good as it is today. What's next? Broadband. Yeah, around that time, 2010, I started on Facebook, Twitter. Facebook, Twitter. But I remember I wanted to text message and I wanted to use the phone properly, like the way everyone else is using it. So, up to the curb, up to the curb, up to the curb. Good boy. And wait. And forward. Good boy. And at that time, the talks, find the curb, Basil, good boy, came on stream. A German company, I think. And that was compatible on Symbian 1680 platforms. So we were able to text, we knew who was phoning, contacts, calendar. Good boy. All that sort of stuff. Then what else? Voiceover, no. Not yet. Apple, yeah, I remember 2011 around that time I heard about Apple and just sounded fantastic. iPads, iPods, good boy. And I thought, wow, that sounds amazing. So got an iPhone 4S and I was afraid of the thing. Something else. I really was afraid of it. But I got used to it. But I really wanted to sell it. And good boy, find the way.
Yeah.
Find the way, good boy.
That's you, don't try. If you look, yeah.
Good boy. Good boy. Jeez. I also got a Mac at that time. And I took the Mac straight away and was just, good boy, find the way, Baz. Good boy, find the way. I took to that straight away, it was just unreal. Love it. Good boy. So, but around that time, if someone said to me that I'd have my own website, I'd say no. No, I wouldn't. And I, bringing things right up to today, I do. Good boy, straight on. Straight on. Straight on. Good boy. Also using digital recorder. There's learning all the time. That's the thing about technology. So whatever happens in the future is learning. So thinking about what's going to happen, I don't know. this is a simple answer. Good boy. God, there's enough traffic on here to last a lifetime. So I think the iWatch is an interesting one. What else? All these home devices, you know, that are accessible. I mean, there's the Optigrill there. There's the combination ovens, of course, from Cobalt. Good boy. I'd like to see more and more of that kind of stuff. Good boy. Talking washing machines. I think the car is an interesting one, the driverless ones. I don't know. Maybe in 20 years, who knows? It's an interesting one, definitely, but I don't know how long it will take for us blind and vision impaired people to be able to drive them. That would be the question. Excuse me. Good boy, Basil. Find the way, darling. Good boy. That would be the question, really, to be honest. Straight on. I think I'd like an iMac. That'd be cool. I don't know, will Jaws be still around in 5-10 years? Good boy. Or if it is, it'll have to come down in price pretty rapidly. There's NVIDIA. You know, there's competition there. What else? That's what I like to see. It'd be interesting to see music and technology, how it'll work together, even more than it does. Good boy, find the way. Find the way, Basil. Find the crossing. Up to the crossing. Up to the crossing. Up to the crossing. Good boy. Well done, darling. And forward. Good boy. Find the curb. That'd be very interesting. Oh, there's sun. It's lovely. More and more apps are going to come on stream, I'd say. I'd like to see a lot more e-learning around, so we can do online courses, the affordability of them. you know, new classrooms. Pretty cool. And the same for work opportunities. You know, a lot more people working from home maybe. Find a way, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Find a way. Oh. Guys, watch the ball. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, so I think okay, good boy, Basil. Well done, darling. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, I think that's about it, I think, really. I don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of a scary thinking about it, but and Tom, good lad. Yeah, it's a bit scary thinking about it, but I think that's basically it, really. Whatever happens will happen. And we'll just have to see. So that's my contribution for day 6 in the audio challenge, and I will talk to you soon.